living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So I'm continuing my conversation here with Dr. Bill Harris. He's an internationally recognized expert on omega-3 fatty acids and how they can benefit patients with heart disease. He's written over 190 publications. He says with help, don't we all have some help, Dr. Harris, but that's still pretty impressive in my opinion. And he's currently the senior scientist at the Health Diagnostic Laboratory. So let's continue on our discussion. So we know that after a heart attack, we got to bring down that inflammation that kind of preserves the normal rhythm, the ventricular rhythm, and we do think there's going to be better outcomes there. So let's go on with this. What are some of the other things omega-3s? Like, let's talk about blood pressure. Is there any evidence that omega-3s can reduce blood pressure in some patients?
Yes, there is. Yeah, recent meta-analysis actually pulled together many, many studies of omega-3 and blood pressure and did find significant reductions both in systolic and diastolic. This is fairly higher doses than what we call nutritional doses. This is, you know, 2-3 grams a day maybe of EPA, DHA, as opposed to the, you know, 500 milligrams that we kind of like to see, or a gram everybody on. But there is definitely evidence for that, probably mediated by improved endothelial function, improved vessel relaxation, et cetera. So that works. The other one you mentioned was triglycerides, and certainly omega-3s have been able to lower triglyceride levels. That's what we saw back in 1980. That's the oldest and best evidence. 20-30% lowering for trigs in the 200-400 level. So they're pretty effective and very safe for omega for lowering trigs.
A lot of life extension customers, a lot of radio MD listeners, when they hear that a type of fat, in this case a healthy fat, can reduce another type of fat, they get a little confused. Doesn't make a lot of sense to them. So how is a polyunsaturated fat bringing down the triglycerides? Is there a mechanism going on there that you could share with us?
Yeah, they have a effect actually on the enzymes that produce triglycerides and produce the lipoprotein particles that carry the triglycerides, which are called VLDL, very low density lipoprotein. So the omega-3s actually shut off enzymes in the liver that produce the triglycerides that would end up being shipped out in these particles. So then they do it better than the omega-6 fatty acids, which are PUFAs as well, but they don't inhibit those enzymes.
So you mentioned a little bit about dosing, and I think this is an important question. So you talk about a standard daily dose of what? You say 500 milligrams to about a gram a day, but what's the upper limit of omega-3 dosing that you would suggest for most people?
For most people who are not trying to lower triglyceride levels, which is or not trying to lower blood pressure, again, we think there's good evidence somewhere between 500 and 1,000 milligrams. 1,000 milligrams a day is about what the average Japanese has eaten their entire life. And I think to their benefit, they have certainly lower mortality rates, less heart disease than we do. So that 500 to 1,000 would be an excellent target for most people.
So is there a way to test that, though? I mean, if I'm on a gram a day, how do I know that that's actually impacting my blood level? How do I know that's giving me benefit? I guess, how do I know a gram a day is enough?
Right. That's a great question. And so that question as to how do you know if you're taking enough is why we developed the omega-3 index, which is a blood test. That can be done on a finger stick drop of blood that tells you what your omega-3 content is of your red blood cells. It's really a red blood cell test. And we've determined that a level of 8% of omega-3 of the fatty acids in the red cell as omega-3, so 8% is the target that we think is a reasonable target. That's something less than the Japanese have, but it's twice as high as the average American. And that 8% would be what you'd look for to see if you're getting enough. And you're right, one person may take a gram a day, another person may take a gram a day, but they're not both going to have the same blood omega index levels.
So when should I test? If I start, okay, let's assume I haven't taken any fish oil. which I know that's not my listeners because I talk about fish oils all the time. But let's say there's somebody out there who's not taking any omega-3s. They want to get started. Should they do the blood test first to see kind of a baseline, or should they just go with, say, a gram a day? And when should they test? You know, how long should they take the gram a day before they test their index?
Yeah. I love data, so I would say, yeah, test yourself first so that you can see that you've made progress. Test yourself, and then start your gram a day. And then after about 4 months, that's probably the optimal time, 4 months, 4 or 5, because that's how much time it takes for all the red blood cells to exchange, to turn over. Retest and see where you're at on your 1 gram a day. And then you can titrate it. If you're only at 6%, then go to 2 grams a day and see if you can get up over that 8%. But it takes roughly 4 months or so to really reach a new steady state.
And so tell me about a little bit more about the test. Is this complicated? Do I have to go to a lab? How does it work?
No, you can go online. You can go to our website, omegaquant.com, and you can order the test directly. We just send you a blood kit where you just prick your finger, put one drop of blood on a card, fold the card up and throw the thing in the U.S. mail, send it back to the lab, and then we'll send you a report of your omega-3 level.
So let me give that website again. That was OmegaQuant, that's QUANT.com. There's no hyphen there, right? It's just all one word, OmegaQuant.com?
All one word, right. The other way to do it, there's a clinical lab called Health Diagnostic Lab, with which I am associated. They offer the same red blood cell test, but they do it in a tube, you know, and not a dried blood spot. And they'll do it for physicians who are clients of that lab, and they'll give you an omega-3 index as well, so you can get it there too.
So, you know, Dr. Harris, it's awesome having someone of your experience and expertise on who can talk about the omega-3s. And this is a question that I get a lot, and I have my own opinion about it, but I want to get your opinion. What do you think is better, a better way to get the omega-3s, fish oil or flaxseed?
Oh, again, that's a softball.
But it's a let me tell you something, it comes up all the time.
Fish oil, because flax oil has got alpha-linolenic acid. It's got a short-chain version of the long-chain omega-3s that are in fish oils. And the conversion from the flax oil ALA molecule to the long-chain EPA-DHA is very, very poor. So you're not going to raise your omega-3 index by taking flaxseed oil.
So fish, yeah. So everybody hear what he said, because Dr. Harris, that's exactly what I believe, and I've been teaching that. We still get, but I got to tell you, it's a common question out there. That doesn't mean flax is not bad. You know, I still use flax
on
salads and stuff.
Omega-3.
yeah. So I still, you know, there's still some good oils in there. But if you really want to improve the omega-3 index that Dr. Harris was talking about, the fish oil is the better way to go. What about a balance? So where do you like to see, so if I'm going to decide on a fish oil product, and I look on the back label, there's EPA, there's DHA, is there a certain ratio that you look there for a quality product?
Another great question, a common question. And personally, I think you ought to both EPA and DHA. Let's start with that. I don't think you should just get one or the other. The question of the balance between them, I think that is still really up in the air. You look at across the range of what's natural in seafood and fish, and the tendency is to have more DHA than EPA in fish, the kind of fish we typically eat. But it's somewhere between, you know, 4 parts to 6 parts, 6 parts to 4, 3 to 7. Okay. I just want to get both EPA and DHA there. I don't care a lot.
We're going to, Dr. Harris, we're going to leave it there. Great job. OmegaQuant.com. You can go check out his testing and learn a little bit more about Dr. Harris. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.